know, I gotta calm down.
I know. Ooh.
Hallelujah.
Just getting back into the... Man, I'm telling you, the presence of God is here. God's presence is in this house. Amen, amen, amen. Is there anybody in here that needs prayer today?
I think you were sensing Glenna. I really do. I think you were sensing Glenna.
I do.
Well, praise God she came.
Yeah, it's
she's
really
been all alone. Praise the Lord she came.
Good thing she came, amen, by the grace of God. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen. This brings something up as we're standing here before we get further into the service and start going. If you have first aid training, I know Jeannie does. Jeannie is a first responder, has been for years for her workplaces. And if there's anybody else that is, I need you to come see me so we can make a list of people who's willing to help out when something like that happens, so we can have an, you know, kind of organized and not have too many people around somebody who's needing help, so we can get the person who knows how to help get in. Amen. So if you've got that, come see me.
Amen.
Okay. I know Cassie does. Yeah. No. Okay. Yes.
I knew one of you did.
Okay. So we have some things we've got coming up.
Yep.
We've got miracle services coming up in March, the 14th, 15th, 16th, and 17th. At 7 o'clock each night, we're going to have Pastor Nicole Waters will come in with us on Monday night. Then we have Pastor Rick Burks will come. No, Pastor Kylan Boozer from our Urbana Church will come in on Tuesday night. Then Pastor Rick Burks will join us Wednesday night. And then Pastor Dosik, our apostle, will join us on Thursday night to wrap it up.
Amen.
And that will be exciting. So start getting the word out there. We're going to start advertising that. Because if people are hurting, if they have sickness in their body, I'm telling you, bring them out.
Yes.
You don't even have to wait till then. God's the same healer
right now. Absolutely.
Amen?
Absolutely.
God is the same healer right now.
Yeah.
And so,
amen.
And then we have Evangelist Christy Amico coming in with us in April.
That'll be the 6th and the 7th.
Okay.
Or 7th and 8th.
7th and 8th.
Which is a Thursday and a Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll be with us in April, and that will be good meetings for you guys to be a part of.
Amen.
And the Lord is good.
Yes, and that's all I got.
Okay, well, we're going to go ahead and let the children go to Children's Church. And then I'm going to read to you out of the book of Luke. And in Luke 6, it says, verse 38, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. And what I want to just remind you of today, as you go to give your tithes and offerings, God will take what you have and he will increase it. Amen. And God will take what you have and he will cause it to be blessed and increase so that you can continue to be a blessing. Amen. And so this morning, as you get ready to give your offering, just remember that give and it shall be given unto you, pressed down and shaken together, running over. So the Lord does not plan on just giving you a little bit of blessing for what you do. He plans to really multiply what you do and what you give him, and you will see God's hand in your life if you trust him in this area. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just lift you up today. And God, we just declare your goodness and we thank you for who you are. We thank you for what you do. And we thank you that you are the God that is always on time and right there when we need you, Father. And Lord, this morning we just give you praise, God. And we just thank you for all that you've already done and will do. And we pray blessing over this offering, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. could I have a little microphone here, please? Oh, thank you. Thank you. You're welcome.
God had been dealing with me the last couple of weeks, and then the pastor said something about it Sunday. But, like, I know you're supposed to be thankful, but he has really been dealing with me. Like, when we wake up and we breathe, how thankful we should be. And we don't have these jobs that on our own. We don't go to work every day on our own. It's nothing we do. It's only by him.
Amen.
And he's just really poured that on my heart these last couple of weeks. Like, when you wake up and you step out of bed, just be thankful. There's people that didn't wake up today, and we did. We
Amen.
Get to come together. We get to serve. We get to worship. We get to just praise him. Even the nature and the beauty of the Lord, like everything that he's done. But he's just, I just really wanted to share with you, like, just we just need to be so grateful of what we have and that we woke up and that we get to be here today. Amen. It's just amazing. He's a good God.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you. Praise God. Amen. What a good word for us this morning. And boy, I tell you what. Mama Glenna's situation there just is really stirring me right now because, you know, they said that she was just going to stay at home today. And if she had stayed at home, she'd have that moment by herself. But because she has a church family and because she has family that's loving, kind, and loves God, as a result, as opposed to her being alone, look how many was with her this morning. And look how many prayers went up right away. And I believe that God has already done something with those prayers that were released. Amen? You know, I just want to spend a few minutes talking to you today just about God himself. And I want you to know something. I was sitting there and I was studying this weekend and thinking about the end times. And all of a sudden, a calm came over me. And I mean, it was a calm that was like one of the calmest moments I've ever had. And it's like all of a sudden things just opened up and I just really opened up and said, whoa, wait a minute. We're talking about God here. We're not talking about humanity. We're not talking about something small. We're not talking about someone incapable. We're talking about God, the one who is all-knowing, the one who has all ability, the one who will never fail, the one who will never lose, the one who will never be short in anything that he does. You know, the Bible says, is God's hand short? And the answer is absolutely not. He is God. And when we start looking at these things like we've been looking about the end times and all this kind of stuff, you know, I'm going to go through a lots of things today and lots of things that they've laid out on the calendar, and I'm going to go through all that. But for us as Christians, I want you to know the most important thing about the end times is what I keep telling you. The most important thing about you as a Christian regarding end times is your salvation. You being in your relationship with God. If you would just be in a relationship with God, then none of these things have to bring you fear. If you would just be in a relationship with God, even when we see what's going on in the world, we don't like it. We're not going to like it. But we can still have peace, and we can love our family, and we can live through it because God is with us, and God has a plan and a purpose for us. Amen? And so I just want to share with you the whole idea this morning of just letting God be about who you are and be about your life. And make sure that your relationship with him is the number one thing that you got going on. Because as long as you are walking with God, then nothing that happens in the end times will be able to overtake your life or to hurt you or to keep you from your long-term journey and your long-term goal, which is to be in heaven and to be with the Lord for the long haul. So this morning, I'm going to go ahead and today we're going to attempt to just lay out some of these things for you and just give you a rundown of things that are supposed to happen. And we've already talked about the rapture and how that's the next thing that we should see in the church. And it's the next thing that we should see in our world concerning end time prophecy. And then after the rapture, we're going to see the rise of the Antichrist. And you can look this up in Revelation chapter 13. And you're going to see that the rise of the Antichrist comes. And that then after that, we're going to have you what's called the tribulation. And the tribulation period lasts 7 years. And it's exactly 7 years. And that is by the Jewish calendar. So that's 7 times 360. And during that time of tribulation, there's going to be several things that happen. Number one, the Antichrist will rise up and the Antichrist will make a peace treaty. But he will also have several wars. And the first one is he's going to have the battle of Gog and Magog, which is written out in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. But of course, he rises up and the Lord puts him down. And no, you're fine. And then in the first half of the tribulation period, there's going to be an attack on Israel, which is called the Battle of Gog and Magog. And of course, the Lord is going to come and put that battle down. And that is supposed to be a whole bunch of nations that rise up against Israel during that time. And the Lord comes and helps them. I don't know if you know this, but it's recorded that in the battle of night, there's a battle where some countries attached to Israel in 1968. And they say that many of those guys that came and attacked Israel abandoned their tanks and stuff. And they say that there was these big giant, which would be angels, but there's these big giant people out there that were shooting fire and all kinds of stuff. And so they abandoned their equipment and left Israel at that time. And so I want you to know something, that God will take care of Israel and will fight for them and will be right there for them. And then while we're still in the tribulation time, there's going to be called what's called the abomination of desolation. And during that time, the Antichrist backs out on all of what he'd done, because he makes peace treaties and stuff, and he backs out on all of those things, and he exalts himself, and he, during that time, he'll try to exalt himself into God's position, of course. It says that he even takes and puts statues in the holies of holies, and he tries to take over. And what's going to happen is that after that will be the Battle of Armageddon. And then, of course, that's going to signal the second coming of Christ. And the second coming of Christ puts an end to the tribulation period. And then will come the final judgment. And we're going to read something here in the book of Matthew. Matthew 25, verse 31 says, "When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall he be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divided his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on his left." And that will be called the final judgment, whereas everybody will be separated out. And at that time, all will go to heaven or all will go to hell by their own deliberate choice. Ooh! And then after that, we're going to read on this one too, because this one, we, as soon as that's done, we have the binding of Satan, where Satan is judged. And I just want to read something to you because I find it very interesting. It says, "And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit. and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years and cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal upon him that he should deceive the nations no more till 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that, he must be loosed a little season. You know, I just want to talk about this for just a minute because that was Revelations 20, 1 through 3. And did you see what happened? It doesn't say a big group of angels. It doesn't say a legion of angels. It says one angel. One angel grabbed Satan and threw him where he belongs. And what I like about that is sometimes we give the devil too much power. See, just like I was talking to us about God and where we at on our thinking of the Lord, sometimes we give the enemy too much power because we will sit there and act like Satan is such a big foe. And don't get me wrong, he is a foe, but he's a defeated foe. And Satan has already been put down by God. And at any time, you can call out in Jesus' name and the Lord will help you with Satan. See, you as a believer with one voice is more powerful than Satan himself. And so I just want to remind you again that when we deal with these things and we deal with our Father in heaven, I just want to remind you that the Bible says that when the Lord was initially having to deal with Satan, Jesus said, I saw him fall like light. And so I want you to understand that no battle concerning Satan is ever going to be big enough to cause a trouble for God. Amen? And if it doesn't cause a trouble for God, then woo, it's not going to cause a trouble for us. Amen. But anyhow, the binding of Satan is going to be that he is put into the pit and he's going to be there for 1,000 years. And then as he is put away for 1,000 years, then we're going to have the time of the millennium, which means that there's a time where Jesus rules on the earth for 1,000 years. And that is a true 1,000 years. It's 1,000 years of peace. It's 1,000 years of prosperity. And if you read the book of Revelation chapter 20, you'll see millennium mentioned in there at least 6 times in that Bible scripture. So then we're going to have the final battle of Satan because he's going to get released and he's going to come out and he's going to be mad and he's going to try to do something that he thinks he can, but he can't. And I'm going to read this. And it says Satan's final defeat in verse 7. And when 1,000 years expired, Satan shall be loosed out of prison and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog, Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. And they went on the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about and the beloved city, and fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. So we see that that didn't work out well for Satan at all either. And then, then there is the great white throne of judgment. And that's found in Revelations 20, 11 through 15. And it says, I saw a great white throne and him that sat upon it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. Ugh. But I tell you what, that will be a very remorseful time, because at the day of great judgment, all generations will be judged. And the sad part about that is that the good and the bad will be judged, and we'll see the thousands of people by the multitude of numbers that decided to not let God be what he could be in their life. See, I want you to know something. at moments like this, I just like to remind us that we're not just living this life every day. I mean, thank God for what we get to do. Thank God for people, family. Thank God for people that we get to share moments with. You know, like this afternoon, I'm going to get to eat. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And I'm going to enjoy the company I eat with. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. But I want you to also know that that's not what we're here for. Because especially when we're doing little studies like this, I like to take the time to remind us that this is what we're living for. We're living for eternity. We're living to make sure that when we have breathed our last breath, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Amen? Because every one of us has this day out in front of us. We can't get away from it. You know, just like our birthday when we had our first, took our first breath, there's something coming to the end of this life where we leave our last breath. And when we leave our last breath, I want to make sure that I'm going to see my family again. I want to make sure that I'm going to see the Lord. Amen? I want to make sure that when I leave my body, I get to be present with the Lord. Amen? Because that is a critical part of what we're living our life for. And then it says that we get to have a new heaven and a new earth, which I didn't read, but I might read right now. It says in Revelation 21, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there were no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husbandmen. And I heard a great voice of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Amen. Praise God. And then the only thing that we have to deal with after that is eternity. And we know who's going to be charged for all eternity, right? Because the Lord says that my government, there will be no end. Amen. And I'm bringing eternity to you. Amen. And so we know that that's going to be what God has for us. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we put Glenna before you, God, and we just thank you again, Father, for your saving grace and your healing power upon her, God. And Lord, right now, in the name of Jesus, I just declare your blessing upon the church and upon the house today, Father. I just declare your blessing upon everyone who's here and upon all of us, Father. And Lord, that we would be prepared for the end times, most prepared by being saved and being your children, Father. And Lord, we just give you glory and praise and thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, baby. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just put Marie before you, God. And God, we put these back pains before you, Father. And Lord, we just release healing in the name of Jesus. Lord, I command these back problems to go. And Lord, I release healing in Jesus' name. We loose the working of miracles and healing power into her right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just put Tabitha before you. And God, we pray blessing over her, God, over her daughter and over her grandson. Father, that you would just give them guidance, God. You'd give them clarity, Father. And Lord, you would meet their needs, Father. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just pray for Mandy right now, Father. Lord, I ask you to help with this breathing issue, God. Lord, I pray right now that her lungs would open up, God, and that whatever's ailing her, God, that it would be healed in Jesus' name. Lord, we just ask you to do your working of miracles, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, one more thing I'd like to do while we're all still here and together is if you could just bow your heads for a minute. If there's anybody here who's not saved or can't say, Pastor Phil, if the Lord would return today, I wouldn't get to go up in the rapture. And I haven't lived for the Lord, but I'd like to. If you're here today and that's you, I'd like for you to just raise your hand. Hallelujah. Okay, praise God. Well, I'm going to believe that you're all saved, and I'm going to speak to the live stream for just a second. If you're out there and you've been watching and you're not saved, I'm just going to say this prayer for you. If you join me in this prayer, give your life to the Lord and he will help you from this day forward. Just say this with me. Say, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I come to you and I ask Jesus Christ to be Lord and Savior of my life. Forgive me for my past and help me with every day of my future. And I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, give the Lord one more hand clap. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, God bless you and thank you for being here today. We look forward to seeing you on Thursday.